From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Talks at the UN on a new treaty to ban nuclear weapons got underway Monday. Kim Won-soo is the UN Undersecretary and High Representative for Disarmament Affairs.
This conference is taking place against a backdrop of rising international tensions, renewed arms competition, and an absence of results in disarmament bodies.
Supporters insist little progress has been made in recent years to get rid of such weapons, but dozens of countries signed on to the negotiations, while nearly 40 others, including the U.S., said they will not participate. They also renewed commitment to the 47-year-old nuclear non-proliferation treaty aimed at preventing the spread of both nuclear weapons and its technology. Nikki Haley's the U.S. U.N. ambassador.
There is nothing I want more for my family than a world with no nuclear weapons. But we have to be realistic. Is there anyone that believes that North Korea would agree to a ban on nuclear weapons?
North Korea has conducted a series of nuclear weapons and missile tests with the aim of developing an intercontinental ballistic missile. The UN General Assembly adopted a resolution last December to negotiate a legally binding instrument to prohibit nuclear weapons, leading to their total elimination. At least 31 Islamist al-Shabaab insurgents were killed by Kenyan troops in a raid Sunday on two bases in the southern Somali region of Jubaland. A Kenyan Defense Forces statement Monday said ground troops were backed up by attack helicopters and artillery fire. The Kenyans also said they captured arms, communications equipment, and uniforms. The militants insist no raid took place. Kenya's military is part of an African Union force in Somalia to bolster counterinsurgency efforts by the Somali army. This is VOA News. The U.S. Monday condemned the detention of hundreds of anti-corruption protesters Sunday in Russia. Thousands turned out in dozens of cities in some of the largest protests in years. Sean Spicer is a White House spokesman.
The United States strongly condemns the detention of hundreds of peaceful protesters throughout Russia on Sunday. The detention of peaceful protesters, human rights observers, and journalists is an affront to essential democratic values. We are troubled to hear of the arrest of the opposition leader upon arrival at the demonstration, as well as the police raids on the anti-corruption organization he heads. The United States will monitor the situation, and we call on the government of Russia to immediately release all peaceful protesters.
A Russian court Monday sentenced opposition leader and anti-corruption blogger Alexei Navalny to 15 days in jail for resisting police, and he was issued a fine. Authorities call the protest illegal in Moscow. Navalny rejected the claim, insisting that as long as people see funds being kidnapped by high-ranking officials and a complete lack of answers, they will keep taking to the streets. Navalny's lawyer plans an appeal. Iraqi forces Monday launched new assaults on Mosul's Old City. A police statement said federal police and rapid response units started to advance in the southeastern part of the Old City towards the Al-Nuri Mosque area. U.S. defense officials, meanwhile, are reviewing video of coalition airstrikes to determine whether it was responsible for the deaths last week of up to 200 civilians. A large blast leveled part of western Mosul March 17th. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced Monday the Justice Department will withhold grant funds from local jurisdictions that do not comply with current U.S. federal immigration law. Sessions said sanctuary jurisdictions endanger lives of every American and put the whole community at risk.
Unfortunately, some states and cities have adopted policies designed to frustrate this enforcement of immigration laws. This includes refusing to detain known felons under federal detainer request or otherwise failing to comply with these laws.
So-called sanctuary communities help illegal immigrants avoid deportation by refusing to cooperate with federal agencies. At least 10 people were killed Monday in a suicide bombing and gun attack by jihadists suspected of being affiliated with al-Qaeda on a local government compound in southern Yemen's town of Al-Houta. Guards were able to shoot the driver before he drove his explosive-laden vehicle inside the building. Tanzania's government ordered the release Monday of a popular local musician a day after he was arrested for allegedly poking fun at the government in a song. Police charged Nay Wa Mtego for showing disrespect for the presidency in a newly released Swahili rap song. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.